Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, where were you last week? Oh, we started off shaking the Monday morning blues with the New Time crew. And our conversation was a little bit different last week, as we talk about relationships, but our relationships that just a little bit different. We talked about the news story of the Texas dad who was raising money after his ex-girlfriend burned down his house when another woman answered the phone. Well, let's go a step further. Answered his FaceTime, so all she got to see was another woman. Yeah, well, she was quite upset, set the house on fire, only to find out that it was a relative who answered his FaceTime call. So we got to talking, me and the pastors, and we got to talking about, you know, how do Christian people handle conflict? You know, what do we do when things get tight and we, you know, thinking some things and we all upset? You know, are we really taking the time for God to really just kind of calm us down, you know, help us get our head on straight? Yeah. Well, we may not be burning some houses down, literally. Well, we might be, you know, burning some houses down figuratively. And we don't even realize what we're doing because, you know, we're in that frame of mind where we're just enraged. We're just all twisted and, you know, we're causing a lot of problems. You know, so it really begs to ask the question, how are Christian people handling conflict? Okay? All right now. Well, let's talk about a Tuesday church folk day rolled around. And we got to talking about that news story of that Florida woman who was suing Velveeta, yes, for $5 million because she claims that her instant macaroni didn't cook fast enough. Yes, according to her, you know, understanding, 3.5 minutes, that bowl of macaroni and cheese should be done in the microwave alone. And she said it took all of how many real minutes to get that macaroni done. And, you know, logically speaking, the macaroni and cheese didn't have to be done in 3.5 minutes because individual results may vary when you're talking about your microwave. Yes, you may not get the results in the same amount of time. However, You're just looking to get the results. Will it cook? Yes. But because your, you know, microwave may work at a different, what do you call that thing? Microwavable temperature. Ah, that's what I want to say. You know, it may cook differently. You can't expect, you know, for you to have the same results. So we got to talking, the pastors and myself, about the church folk who knock on God's door via the pastor asking for some advice, and individual results may vary. Yes, you're going to have to follow the instruction that's given, and, you know, it may not work quite the way you want it to work in the amount of time that you may want it to work. But in actuality, does it really mean that it's not working? It won't work? And then you come back when you don't follow the instructions and you want to sue? Yeah, you're going to have to get that thing together, because it may work a little differently if you follow what you're being told and you just get that patience going on and that prayer time going on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah. You know, are you really getting God's blessings when you're disobedient? Yeah, it can't be your way. It has to be God's way. And then you got to follow the instructions accordingly. Okay? All righty. Can't get mad. Can't get mad. Can't get mad. Well, wow, Wednesday rolled around, and we had our girl Vivian open up with her socially conscious segment, and we talked about little old Becky, 23-year-old Becky, who was a brand new mom who, you know, just couldn't get out, wanted her first night out after that childbirth and experience, and unfortunately, she succumbed to an overdose on cocaine. And, you know, another instance of individual results may vary. Somebody else could have done the same thing. Or clearly, she probably was using prior to childbirth, and she had those experiences. But after she had a baby, yeah, you know, your body's not the same. So you're going to, you know, expect to get some things that, you know, are a little different. And you're going to have to really follow the instructions and make sure you don't do what you want to do. And she may have lived. So, you know, the ladies and myself, we talked about some things new moms shouldn't worry about according to the internet. Because the millennials claim that they'd rather listen to the advice coming from the internet opposed to what? Hands-on experience. Yeah. Things that moms and grandmas and aunties and church mothers, you know, may have known from experience. Yeah, and putting a baby on a schedule. And they're doing it a little differently now. But we all know that not only should we put babies on schedule, we need to be on schedule as an adult. Yeah, that just is not for no babies. Big people need some scheduling. Okay. And again, listening to other people, you know, what advice are you going to take when you're listening to other people? You know, everything that you get is not going to be something that you need to listen to, okay? So you're going to have to seek the Lord, you know, for that guidance and that counsel that you need to pay attention to, because everything is not for everyone, okay? Alrighty, and we close down our Wednesday with our Faith Over Fear segment with Pastor Charlotte, and woo, Therapeutic Thursday definitely had a different look last week, as we had our doctor, Pierre Gordon, yes, our cosmetic surgeon and OBGYN doctor. He shared some information with us. Yeah. You know, remember, we're talking about who do we listen to? Well, he definitely was a wealth of information. We talked about, can you really get rid of stretch marks after you have a baby? The answer is no. Your body has been stretched. You can't unstretch it. And, you know, some people have a little more stretch marks than others, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, lady. So, you know, don't get all twisted. Don't be running out here spending all your little dollars on that cream that's supposed to get rid of stretch marks, because more than likely it's really not going to, you know, help us with the skin that's been damaged. We talked about liposuction information and, you know, getting that fat underneath the skin versus getting the fat underneath the muscles. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there is a difference. And there is one that they tackle in liposuction, and there's another that they don't bother to touch, and you better be grateful that they don't. Yeah, well, at least a plastic surgeon that knows what he's doing won't. Yeah, we don't know what's happened with those who have not made it off the table. Okay? Oh, we talked about the mommy makeovers. Yes, have you heard of that? Ooh, well, we got our lesson in mommy makeovers and, you know, the all of the procedures that possibly take place when you want to have a mommy makeover, and, you know, the different results, individual results may vary. Yeah, I'm going to hold on to that. One of our listeners, two timers, you know, gave me that, that saying off the box of, you know, the macaroni and cheese or microwavable. That's what I want to say. And I'm going to use that because that seems to be so appropriate for so many things. And we also talked about the mentality of those who go in, you know, and some of the things that they may be thinking or questioning or wondering. So listen, you better go back and listen, because if you wanted, I've ever talked about getting cosmetic surgery, some questions might be answered. All right. Well. Freestyle Friday rolled around, and we got to talking with our men about blacking out. Yes, because we've read the story about the mom whose husband beat her to death after Thanksgiving night the next day. Yeah. He claims that, you know, he hit her, and when he blacked out and came to, he saw what damage he had done. And, you know, we started talking about, you know, this blackout, quote unquote, experience that some people have, and why they blacked out and how they've blacked out, and, you know, what it's meant for them and to them. And whew, it was quite some conversation. It really was, because I've been years wondering if you know, people really black out, and if they do, what does it mean? So men gave us, you know, some understanding as to how it could happen. But I tell you one thing, I'm on the hunt for someone who can give us a, you know, an answer from, you know, the medical side. Yeah, we gonna find out about this thing, this blackout thing. So that's what I'm on a hunt for. Yeah, those people who can help us understand, you know, what happens, you know, when you get to that point.
All right? All right? But they definitely sent us on the thought-provoking weekend, as they always do. But that's how we spent our week last week. Doesn't it sound like it was power back? Well, it absolutely was. So if I were you, I would go back and listen. Yeah, you want to go back and listen. Because it ain't going to be nothing like what you thought. Okay? Well, today, let's talk. No. Check it, a Monday morning blues. See, I'm so relaxed that I almost miss Monday. Yeah, we're shaking a Monday morning blues today. And can you believe it's almost the end of the year? We have gone through this year. How many of us have had some trials and tribulations that we never thought we would have? Yeah. And God has come through. Oh, yes, he has. He has, he has. Time after time after time again. And here we are, December 5th. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for carrying us. Who want to say thank you with me? Just say it together. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, God, for helping us get through to the December 5th. Did I say January 5th? It's December 5th. You know, Pastor Steph is kind of excited this morning. I had a fantastic, I mean, a fantastic weekend. So just trying to settle down and get back to our shaking the Monday morning blues mode, because I have no blues to shake. Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. And no, I don't. So, we got some talking to do. Yeah. And I'm going to give you some time to go get that healthy breakfast. And I'm going to give you some time to go tell somebody that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And I'm going to remind you, don't go anywhere, because we will be right back.
An important message for people with diabetes. Diabetic neuropathy is a serious complication of diabetes. One in two people with diabetes has it. Damaged nerves can cause stinging, burning, tingling, numbness, or weakness in your feet and hands. You can be very sensitive to touch, and everyday activities can cause extreme pain. But it's not too late. Contact the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES or diabetes.org, or talk to your doctor.
Monday morning blues. All right, so come on. That stuff is not bluesy. And all you need is someone to just remind you that you don't need to be bluesy either. Alrighty? You know, you ain't going to be bluesy once the due time crew gets on here anyway. So if you are bluesy, that's going to be limited. For a limited time only. Oh, is that going to be our tagline this week? For a limited time only. Okay, come on, come on. You know that person who always kind of throws me a bone when I can't think of something. Remember that one for me, okay? Because Shantice is otherwise busy. So help me remember, for a limited time only. Now, I'm relying on you, because it seems like that's what I want to use now. Last week was individual results may vary. This week is for a limited time only. Oh, let's get to talking. What are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? Well, we've got a... Well, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. We've got the do's and the don'ts for atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation. Okay. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, watching our diet for AFib. You know, when you listen to, TV, and if you're into those medical shows like I am, when I say shows, I mean like, what's that, Chicago MD and ER, and yeah, I still look at my ER, don't be talking about me, I still look at my ER, but when you hear, you know, AFib, that's what they're talking about. They say many AFib risk factors, like high blood pressure and coronary heart disease, are influenced by what and how much we eat, okay? So they say if you take blood thinners, certain blood thinners, as part of your treatment, you need to be careful not to eat too many foods high in vitamin K, such as leafy greens. You also need to avoid heart stimulants in your diet because these could make your AFib worse, okay? So, you know, we're going to help you today, okay? And don't say that Pastor Steph is not following what God has for you. And they're telling us to make sure that we follow a heart-healthy diet to lower your risk of coronary heart disease. Okay, and coronary heart disease is the formation of fatty deposits called plaque. Now, you had to have heard of that. Right. Okay, plaques inside the arteries that supply your, you know, the heart. Okay, coronary heart disease is a major cause of atrial fibrillation, and eating a healthy, heart-healthy diet, and, excuse me, a balanced diet, which is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and limiting saturated fats, okay? Don't add salt to your diet. Yes, okay? Don't add salt to your diet. And I know that's kind of hard, but I'm going to tell you something. Season your food well when you cook it. You won't have to add salt to your diet. And sometimes, you know, I ask myself, you know, could it do without that extra salt? And sometimes I want to say, yeah, but I just kind of push myself away. And what I do is I kind of make sure I'm no longer in the kitchen when I'm eating. Because that way, if I don't have to get up, which is big for me, I don't want to walk all the way back to the kitchen. That helps. Okay? So they say high blood pressure is another big risk factor for that atrial fibrillation. So they say to lower your risk of high blood pressure, make sure your heart healthy diet, you know, is not including salt. Okay? So, you know, be moderate with adding, you know, the salt to your food so it's not salty, but that it has a nice amount of salt and sodium. Because remember now, we've talked a lot about, you know, a lot of foods that we eat already contains sodium. So we got to make sure we're not adding the salt, because that's going to really, really kill us. So make sure you season well. Make sure you, you know, do what you have to do, and you won't overload on the salt, okay? They say do, this is number three, okay? So the first one is do follow a heart healthy diet, okay? The second one is don't add salt to your diet. We're talking about that, you know, do's and don'ts for the atrial fibrillation. And number three, do enjoy fish as a source of protein instead of red meat at least twice a week. So I found this, I was looking at a show late last night, and I found this recipe which added fish on the top, just a few pieces of fish, and it was light fish. And I was like, yo, I got to try this. And the best part about it is you don't have to have a lot of fish. So in other words, if you want to eat the salmon, you know, salmon is on the expensive side. You don't have to really worry about having a whole lot of it. So, you know, it was like a little pasta dish with some fish on the top, and a couple of thin pieces of garlic bread. That was the meal. So I think I'm going to try to do that today, and see how that goes. And I'm going to, you know, share it with you if it's a good recipe. All righty? So they say that fish, cold water fish, is high in omega-3 fatty acids. And we have definitely talked about that. And they say we need to be eating 3 to 6 inches of cold water fish each week. And we have salmon, herring, sardines, and mackerel sit at the top of the list, okay? And they say that eating the fish instead of the red meat can reduce your risk of dying from heart disease by 36%. Yes! Okay? All right. Next thing, don't forget about vitamin K, okay? So they say if you're taking the blood-thinning drug warfarin, that's W-A-R-F-A-R-I-N, which is used to prevent stroke in people with atrial fibrillation, make sure you don't suddenly increase or decrease the amount of vitamin K in your diet, okay? They say increasing vitamin K can decrease the drug's effect, while decreasing vitamin K can increase its effect, okay? So again, like I said a little while ago, that vitamin K is primarily found in leafy green vegetables. So make sure you talk to your doctor about, you know, your diet when you're taking that medicine like warfarin, the blood thinner. Okay? All right, next, we're coming down. Don't drink too much alcohol. Well, we're saying don't drink alcohol at all. Okay, but if you that, I have to have a glass of wine. Listen, you better talk to your doctor, because we're trying to stay on the better side of life. So we don't want anything that is going to exacerbate our, you know, AFib, as some people already have that issue. All right? All right. do avoid caffeine if you are sensitive to it. As you know, caffeine is a stimulant, and it can speed up your heart rate. You don't want to trigger, you know, anything. So let's make sure we avoid caffeine as much as possible. You know, you don't want to make it a bad situation worse. Okay? All right. What are we talking about? We got one more, and that is, do think of diet as a part of an overall healthy lifestyle. So remember, diet means anything, okay? And that's smoking, stress. Yes, you need a diet of stress-free things. Yes, yes, yes. You know, the caffeine and all kinds of things. You know, you too much of certain things in the food. You know, so your diet, is your overall health is what they're talking about here. You know, when they say your diet, they're not just talking about, you know, how much of something you eat, you know, to lose weight. They're talking about your overall health. And you want to make sure that you are doing everything you need to do. So, we have seven do's and don'ts for atrial fibrillation. Do follow a heart-healthy diet. Two, don't add salt to your diet. Three, enjoy fish. Do enjoy fish at least twice a week over red meat. Excuse me. Don't forget about vitamin K. Don't forget and drink a little too much of that wine with your dinner. And do avoid caffeine if you're sensitive to it, reminding yourself that it does speed up your heart rate. And do think of diet as your overall healthy lifestyle, okay? All righty. Oh, so what are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? I got some stuff. I got some stuff. All right. So let's start with the teacher. And I think they kind of talked about this before, but here we are. We have another grade school teacher, a teacher of a second grader, who has been what she calls battered. Yes, what she is calling battered by her second grader in a Queens classroom, and she's suing the Department of Education for $2 million, and she's saying that the Department of Education failed to protect her from a violent student at an elementary/middle school that she works at out here in Fresh Meadows, and she says at least three times in the latter half of 2021. And she said, you know, this was going on as she was teaching the class, and, you know, she's been left with severe injuries, including tears in both her shoulders. But she claims that in one incident, the student began scratching and headbutting her in her chest and shoulders. Well, how short is she? Well, I guess maybe when she was bending down trying to control this child, you know, that's when the child got to her chest and shoulders, according to her lawsuit. And in another report in this lawsuit, she said the student repeatedly punched her. Now, she's 58 years old, and she's a special needs teacher. And she claims that the Department of Education never told her that the student had a history of assault and disruptive behavior. And she goes on to accuse the school of failing to supervise the student and removing the child from that special education class once they found that he was out of control. So clearly she's saying that she's made reports before, and they were ignoring her reports. And they say that they, being the Department of Ed, does not keep public data on teacher assaults, but NYPD reports that at least 52 school safety agents have been injured by students so far this year, and more than half of them were transported to the hospital. Now, we ain't talking about all of them being second graders. We're just talking about the incidences and, you know, the effect of the incidences. And they say a total of 58 school safety agents were injured by student misconduct last year, and 42 of them were taken to the hospital. So, you know, this teacher may have some valid claim. My only question is a second grader. That's the only thing I can't put together in my head, that, you know, a teacher would succumb to a tearing, how does she put it? Tearing in both her shoulders. Second grader, you know, is only but so tall. I'm not, you know, talking about the strength necessarily, but I guess, you know, if you're trying to subdue the child, again, that puts you in close contact with the child, between the child and teacher. So I don't know. You know, she's got this $2 million lawsuit. So I would like to hear as to whether, you know, how she made out with this lawsuit at the end of the day. Now, I got this other story, and this is really making me kind of scratch my head. So y'all hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking. Okay. So you have this infant. He is 7 months old. No, I'm sorry. 10 months old. A twin. And he was playing with his brother at a park. And he was with his nanny, and the child started struggling to breathe and turned blue. Now, let me paint this picture. So they have this beautiful park with this grass on it, and they're crawling. But in this park, they have one of their normal practices is to crawl on the grass. Okay? Now, she says that the baby is accustomed to putting things in his mouth. And there was some fentanyl somewhere in his grass, and the baby ended up, like I said, choking or having a hard time breathing. She said, I saw his face, and he was dizzy. She said he turned blue. She saw that he wasn't breathing at all, and she said that he had been crawling, putting leaves in his mouth like he normally does before he suddenly became ill. She called 911. When they got there, they determined that he had absorbed some type of drug, because whatever they started doing, like, you know, clearing out his airways and things like that, wasn't working. So they gave him a life-saving dose of anti-opioid Narcan, and it brought the boy back to life from the brink of death. And his dad, who's 35, said that, you know, the child started breathing again, and he was so happy, because had it not been for the quick thinking of the nanny, his child may have been dead. So they say when they searched the area, they didn't find any foil, they didn't find any needles, you know, the stuff that, you know, normally comes with drugs. And all they saw was some powder. And that's how the child had put the drugs in its mouth, unbeknownst to anybody. Now, y'all need to help me with this. Let me go back and read this for a minute. It says, the baby had been crawling in the grass and putting leaves in his mouth like he normally does before suddenly falling ill, and that's when she called 911. If you know he's putting leaves in his mouth, why is that okay? Like he normally does. Then that right there should have stopped her from allowing him to crawl. Children always put things in their mouths. All the time. So what in the world are we talking about here? It's fine for you to put. So the same way he put leaves in his mouth, he could have put something else in his mouth. A bottle cap, a rock. I mean, anything that was in the grass. So I'm sorry. While he's painting this picture of this quick-thinking nanny, I don't think she was all that quick-thinking. Because if she was quick-thinking, he wouldn't be crawling, putting stuff in his mouth. Put him back in the stroller. What are you there for? You're there to guard him from doing anything that could endanger him. And I'm sorry, putting a leaf in your mouth is just as dangerous as putting anything else in your mouth, because you don't know what's on the leaf. Oh, just help me. I just, see why I keep saying I don't celebrate when I hear people having kids? Because this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. We're going to celebrate how great of a nanny she is because she was quick thinking. Well, I'm sorry. On this side of the fence, I'll say that's quick thinking. It was quick thinking when you saw that the child puts stuff in their mouth and you no longer allow the child to crawl in the glass is in the grass. Oh, my gosh. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe the due time crew gets it a little better than I do. I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. y'all going to have to let me know about that one. And one of the last stories I'm going to talk about today is this 82-year-old grandma in Alabama who was arrested for not paying her trash bill. Now, the trash bill was $77.80. So they say that she had been warned, she had gotten notices, which we know they do, As a homeowner for almost 30 years, you know, once you get that ticket, they're going to keep they're going to keep reaching out to you. So I have to say, and I'm sure no other, you know, agency works any differently when it comes to that. And I don't know why she didn't pay the $77.80. It doesn't say why she or any explanation she offered, but they sent the cops out to arrest her. And they were, like, kind of laughing at the fact that, you know, she hadn't paid this bill, and they were there to arrest her. And they told her, oh, excuse me, Grandma, don't even worry about crying, because you should have paid that bill. Bill's only $77.80. And she said that, you know, she didn't appreciate them teasing her. And she was glad that her grandchildren weren't there because, you know, that wouldn't have been, you know, good for them to see because that would have upset them. Well, I'm sorry. Them same grandchildren couldn't get together and pay $77.80. I don't know, y'all. Y'all got to tell me. Is Pastor Steph, like, really, like, out of it? Am I thinking just, like, too much into this? She said, I'm just happy my grandkids weren't here to see that because that would have upset them. You know, I was so ashamed, and it's been bothering me. And so now they're, you know, kind of coming down on the police officers who were kind of making fun and told her don't cry because, you know, you should have paid that bill. Yeah, that's what they told her. Don't cry now. You should have paid that bill. And she was offended. And, you know, when the higher-ups of the cops, you know, were told what they did, they said, listen, she had been warned, and we were issued the warrant, the arrest warrant, for failure to pay trash. That's what they call it. Failure to pay trash was issued. Yeah. So, Grandma, should Grandma have been arrested? You know, when they saw that they had this arrest warrant, you know, the arrest warrant may or may not have had, you know, the age of the arrestee. And, you know, when they got there, and it may have because they said they were laughing and, you know, joking about it. So it may have, yeah, because, you know what, I would like to think it does. Why? Because if you're serving an arrest warrant, you know, if you're giving someone an arrest warrant, you've got to give the specs. You've got to give it the male or female, young or old, black or white, you know, tall or short. You've got to give some specs. So I'm sure that when, you know, and the age, so I guess that's what made them laugh at 82-year-old grandma. So we're going to find out, you know, what the due time crew feels. You know, should they have come up on grandma and said, you know what, listen, we weren't handcuffing grandma because if grandma had a heart attack in our possession, you know, under our arrest, then we, you know, I don't know CPR. So y'all need to send somebody else here. Or we're going to go arrest grandma with the EMS. Yeah. You know, make sure we got some backup. I don't know. You know, I'm wondering if you think that grandma should have been arrested. When they found out that she was 82, and then, you know, on the arrest warrant, they said it, she was 82. But when they looked at her, and then when she started crying, you know, should that have worked on their hearts? And they said, you know, leave grandma alone. Because she said, you know, the grandkids wasn't there. Because they would have been upset. So in other words, she's saying that the grandchildren would not have agreed that she would have, she should have been arrested. So let's talk to our due time crew and find out, you know, what y'all think. So come on, hit me up. You know how to do that. Let me know. Okay, let's say good morning to our girl, Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Monday. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm well. I don't know your device that you might be using, but you're not coming over as clear as you normally do. So if there's any adjustments that you could make, that would be great. Because I definitely want to hear what you got to say this morning about these particular news stories. So I don't want to miss nothing. So you let me know when you're ready.
All right. Is this any better?
This sounds a little better. Thank you. So let's talk about this teacher who has this $2 million lawsuit. Because she's been dealing with this second grader who at least three times in the latter half of 2021, you know, he did some damage to her body, left her with some severe injuries, including tears in both her shoulders, and he was scratching and biting and headbutting her and in her chest and shoulders. And at 58, she's a special needs teacher, and she's got some damages, so she's going to sue DOE. What do you think?
Just going on, a lot of times when you're trying to restrain somebody who is special needs, unbeknownst to us, they are unusually strong. And sometimes, you know, you can cause damage. I mean, especially if I've said to you, listen, I'm having a problem with this child, you know. I know in some instances they assign a specific person to you. You know, when you have instances like that, someone that knows how to calm the individual down. You know, if I've got to always do one-on-one and try and take care of the child, you know, that's a big responsibility. You know, and you assume, oh, because he's only such and such years old. You know, when they're special needs and they're angry, ooh, they can really put a hurting on you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking also, you know, how dangerous is it for the teacher and the student, and why there's no additional aid in the class? Because if she's trying to take care of this special needs child and this special needs child is giving her that level of difficulty, how is she going to handle the rest of the class at the same time? Is everybody going to automatically sit still? So you already endangering both the student and the teacher. I don't know what you think.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, because, you know, if I'm telling you that there's an issue here and you haven't come to my aid, you haven't sought down with the parent or tried to find some way to make it easier for me to be able to maintain the rest of the class, because you also have to notice that every day I got to deal with the same student in the midst of everybody else. So if yesterday we had a problem and there was no resolution, what makes you think that tomorrow he or she is going to be in trouble?
Right.
That just adds
right.
to what happened
right.
yesterday. We're talking about repeatedly over the year. That's 9 months minimum that this child had to deal with. Agitated yesterday, didn't get calmed down. Nine times out of ten, she had to restrain him, because I'm looking at it. Nine times out of ten, I know one of the methods to restrain a child. You put your arms around them. You stand behind them, and you cross your arms before them. You know, and they do, you know, it's to restrain them. In the same time, when I have my arms around you, you can easily headbutt me in the chest. That's a very, you know, if you've ever been hit in the sternum, ooh, it takes a minute to heal. You know, every day, ooh, my heart goes out to her.
Yeah, this is a constant battle. And if this is continual, then eventually some damage might be done. So I'm with you. I'm definitely with you, Tamika. Now, help me with this infant son of this tech boss who is really giving a shout out to this nanny for being quick thinking and fast acting when she sees that he normally crawls on the grass, or in the grass, however you want to say it, and, you know, normally puts leaves in his mouth. But this time, somehow another, fentanyl ends up in his mouth and almost kills him. Now, is this something to be cheering her on about?
I almost passed out when you brought the whole story up. You know how many times I've gone places and I have seen mothers and children, hospital setting, child is on the floor, playing, you know, no blanket or nothing on the floor, just bare floor. You know, they're playing with dice. You know how dirty that is? We're talking about outside. There's bird poop, dog poop. There's all, I'm cringing in my mind. You know, there's so many different things. There's so many dangers everywhere. And so, you know, you have got to get to the point where, especially I spaz out inside. You're talking about outside. There's all kinds of little creepy crawlies. You know, okay, fine. While he's putting in a leaf in his mouth, there, you know, depending on where you are, you know, there could be a crack vial somewhere, a syringe somewhere, a caterpillar that your child ate, you know, and it kind of makes me wonder, like, how in the world, of all places, you know, did the fentanyl end up there? I started to think, okay, was the nanny doing fentanyl? How in the world, out of all those places, how did it just ironically end up right there? So it's a thought to me. So, you know, if you saw something like that, you know, of course you would react. Because, oh, shucks, did he just get that for? Oh, no, you know, and so you're trying to take care of it. So this is one of those conspiracy, you know, theories. I was thinking in the back of my mind, what was Nanny getting access to?
Uh-oh. All right, Tamika's putting it on a nanny. She's throwing out that nanny possibility. Oh, all right, something to think about. We're going to see what Pastor Charlene has to say in a second. All right, should they have been laughing at Grandma when she couldn't pay that $77.80 trash bill that she got, that she ignored? It doesn't say why she didn't pay it. It says that she had been given warnings, and she had been reminded, and after a certain amount of time, they sent out the arrest warrant. As a homeowner, I know you have gotten, you know, over the years, at least one, you know, something, and they had to, you know, remind you, or you saw something that came right behind it. So she got warning. That's what they said. She got the warning. Listen, if the process is to send out the arrest warrant and we get the arrest warrant, we have to arrest her. What do you think they should have done with Granny?
See, this is why I can't do for certain jobs. If I got there and realized that Granny couldn't pay a $77 bill, I know me. I probably would have reached into my pocket. Here, Grandma, take the $77. Don't tell nobody I gave it to you. Hand it to them. Say it was your money, and we're done with it, okay? But 9 times out of 10, knowing the way that it works in real life, Granny and her craziness going to be like, you know, that employee gave me the $77. And I'm like, oh, God, now I have no job because I tried to help Granny out. So this is why I need to stay in the work at home where I don't have those problems at all.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, you know, there's a many a way, you know, to think about this thing. And you know, I'm kind of on the fence. You know, I can't see myself handcuffing Granny. I can't. Maybe like you said, you know, we pull it out of our pocket and we say, listen, we'll just say you weren't home. Listen, you got till today to run on over there. You talk about you got them grandkids, get them grandkids over there, pay that bill. Like you said, if you're going to give up the money, then you give up the money. And like I said, you know, we'll come back later. And you have the receipt, so we don't have to arrest you. So yeah, you know, this is a hard one. This is a hard one because you know of certain other things. But I'll hold that because I don't know what Pastor Sean is going to say. Thank you so much, Tamika, for joining us this morning. Let's say good morning to Pastor Charlotte. Good morning, Pastor Charlotte.
Good morning, morning, morning. How is everybody doing? How you doing, my darling?
Ooh, and moaning, moaning, moaning. Go ahead, girl. I ain't even got to ask how you doing. Because I can hear you doing quite well over there. Thank you for joining us today. We're talking about this teacher who's suing for $2 million, you know, after dealing with this second grader who has special needs and has been physical quite a few times. And has left some damage to her physically. What do you think?
Well, I have some grandchildren that have special needs, and I'm going to sue their mama and daddy because I done got butted, I done got dick, I done
Ooh.
And they only 6 and 4.
Wow, wow.
Mm-hmm. But as a teacher, they should have more than one teacher, you know, assistant, I should say, in the classroom. Because as you're trying to handle one, you know, you have to, what about the rest of them? You know, you have made a good point of that. So now everybody else is doing what they want to do. And when they get mad, they're stronger. And when, you know, when they can't get their way. So I don't watch mine by myself because I just can't handle it, you know, because it, when you, it's like having twins, right? So if you have twins, one or triplets, and you have one going one way and one going another way and the other one going somewhere else, how is that one person going to catch everybody, right? So through the years, if she's continual of this happening, you know, and I'm sure not it wasn't only just this one child that has done that to her, but this is the one that does it more often. Am I correct?
Well, I can't say, but she's making a complaint. Her chief complaint in this lawsuit is this one child that, you know, I guess when she said she's had experiences over the second half of 2021, you know, clearly, you know, this has been something she's complained about, a child she's complained about, because that's the way the story reads, that she's not talking about any other children. She's talking about just this one child that she's had to endure this physical experience with, and clearly she's gotten no help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with her. If the school is not backing her up, you know, far as helping, is getting someone coming in, you know, to help her, why would all down through all these years, did you complain? Did you say anything? Did you talk to the parents?
Yeah,
you know, so all of that.
She did. She did.
Okay.
She did. That's the problem. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
She's saying that all of her complaints have really gone nowhere. And now this is what she's endured physically. So that's why she's holding them responsible. Because they did not arm her with another, an aide or another teacher in the classroom. That this is what she's had to endure, despite the fact that she's complained, despite the fact that she's brought it to the, you know, to the powers that be. Nobody's done anything. So here we are. Now you eat what they didn't do.
Oh, okay. See, I had missed the beginning of it. So,
okay.
So, yeah, get their money, girl. Get their money. Get all that money and call me when you get that money because I'm going to try to get my kids, too. I'm going to get their money, too.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I don't know if they got deep pockets like the DOE. I guess it's worth a try. All right, Pastor Charlotte. What about this this child, this 10-month-old child crawling in the park, somehow ends up ingesting fentanyl and almost, you know, loses his little life. You know, as a matter of fact, they have this this video playing of the news story, and they're showing again, I saw in a picture this beautiful park with this beautiful grass, and somehow the child, in his crawling, who normally puts leaves in his mouth as he's crawling, according to Nanny, ended up, you know, turning blue, couldn't breathe, and she was fast acting now. She called the cops, called the 911, and the paramedics, rather, and, you know, I'm thinking something, but I'm going to see if you come out and say it. What do you think?
Well, my thought was, first, I don't care how beautiful the park are, because all people who do drugs go to the park. So no matter if you there and you got money and you living in a nice neighborhood, they got drugs too. My thought was, why is the baby crawling in the park, in the grass? Anyway, anywhere outside when we can't even can troll them in the house, because, you know, sometimes things drop. You don't even know that it's on the floor, you know, and they're crawling. So I thought of that, and all babies put stuff in their mouth. So even if you're saying that that's something that you do, that the baby always do, you're not walking with the baby. And I feel the same way, like Lady Tamika. A nanny, did you have a little bit of drugs that you dropped and the baby got to it before you?
Uh-huh.
And where was the other baby? You said it was twins, so you only had one. And my biggest thought was, since Daddy said, oh, she's the best thing going, what y'all got going on?
There we go.
I want to know what's going on. Y'all got a drug thing going on. Y'all got a little love thing going on. What y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was trying to get the baby out the way. All right.
Oh,
so let's
you
talk.
Know what that extra step. Pastor Charlie went all the way out in the water. Yeah, that was my thought. My thought was, okay, you're praising her for being fast acting. How she being fast acting? If she didn't have the baby grazing in the grass, he wouldn't have put the stuff in his mouth. So she was supposed to act fast because that was her negligence to begin with. Why are you praising her so much? You got something going on with her? And now that's why you know, singing her praises? Nah, I'm with you, Pastor Charlotte. That's the first thing I thought about. Let's talk about 82-year-old grandma who couldn't pay the 77-80. Should grandma have been arrested?
Well, if we don't pay our rent and we don't do right, that's what they do. I'm not a homeowner, but that's what they do, right? They come, they're going to shut you down. If somebody got to pay the bill, I think that they shouldn't have laughed about it. Even if they laughed, get in there, but not laughed in front of her, right? Because they
all
have
right.
a job to do. Their job has been sent. Their job is to go and do it. Now, as far as our feelings, no, I don't think I would have arrested her. Put the handcuffs on her. I'll be like, all right, you just got to go down here and, you know, I'm sorry, this is what we got to do. But, and then you said that you got the grandkids. I'm with you. We're your children. Everybody digging their pockets. Who got $3? Who got $20? You know, and try to get it. You know, so now they just go give me a, what's that, fund me? Thing so that everybody can send money to help grandma.
Oh, gosh. Listen, for $77.80, y'all better not put up no GoFundMe. You told me how upset these grandkids would be. Then these grandkids should have known about the $77.80, and they should have automatically just pitched in. Listen, grandma's talk. Come on, Tamika and Pastor
okay.
Charlotte. Grandma's talk. Oh, baby, you know, I got this bill over here for $77. You know, I ain't going to pay it, you know. I keep getting this letter in the mail. Grandma done talked about this 7780. Y'all gonna tell
okay,
me Grandma ain't talked about the 7780? Come on, Tamika. Has Grandma talked about the 7780?
Well, it all depends on how young the children are. You know, if they're a certain age, she's probably not going to. You know, but if they're of age, you know, like somebody like me who's big and grown and rusty, who can give you $77 in 2 seconds, then yes. But if they're little, then I could understand that.
Listen, Tamika, come on, put your thinking cap on. Grandma is 82. How old are grandkids? When my grandmother was 82, I was 40. Your grandma 82 ain't got no baby grandkids. Number two, she said the grandkids would be upset. So, is she talking about Mariah? Is she talking about Mariah going to be upset? Or is she talking about Tamika upset? You follow what I'm saying? Grandma didn't talk about this $77 bill to the grandkids. Knowing grandmas, has grandma talked to the grandkids? Here, she's talking about the grandkids would be upset. So the adult children wouldn't be upset? What am I
missing? That's where I am. Why did you avoid even mentioning the children? Are your children separated from you? Why, you know, even if we're not even talking about the grandchildren, wait a minute. When the grandchildren get there, didn't they drop them off?
I don't get it. Absolutely. Oh, come on, Pastor Charlotte. Grandma
okay.
is 82 years old. Grandma gonna keep talking about this bill. Every time this bill comes in the mail, she gonna talk about this bill again. Oh, I got another one of them things in the mail. You know, somebody said, well, how much is it? It's $77. Come on, Pastor Charlene. Grandma is 82 years old. She ain't talking about this bill.
Okay. She might be talking. That could be flipped two ways. She could be talking about this bill, but we talking about these kids nowadays, too. Right? Everybody for themselves. How many times did Grandma come and want somebody to pay her bills? How many times have we got you out of the hole and you just don't do nothing? Or is there a family that just don't care? They don't care.
I got another question. Wait, before you go there, I got another question. Mm-hmm. How many times has Grandma paid their bills? And she brought up them grandkids? Mm-hmm. Grandma didn't pay the bill for them. That's probably why she didn't have the $77 to pay her own bill.
Okay. How many times we paid our children? We ain't get our money back either. They ain't put out money like we put out. I'm still waiting. I get my kids all the time and ask them that. Mom, why you wait to the last minute that your bill needs to be paid? I got to hear all of that. But when it was my turn, I was like, here, take it. Oh, you got to wait till I get my money. Then when they money come or they owe you, then when they money come, well, Ma, you know I got to do this and I got to do that. So you still ain't get your money back. How many times that? Grandmas. I'm sure I got a lot of amen grandmas going on. Or he's listening.
Excuse me.
All right.
Amen. And we ain't talking about the grandkids.
I'm going to play the other
amen.
Way around.
Okay, amen.
I'm
going
to play
the
other way around because I'm thinking about my grandmama. Now, I don't care what we did. Oh, you know, they're going to turn my electricity off because y'all got the air conditioner running. Y'all got the fan. Come on, you got that thing running on one blade. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm sweating so bad until every article of clothing that I have is wet. Oh, no, don't turn the fan on. Don't turn the air conditioner on. Oh, don't leave the TV on after 6 o'clock because, you know, the bill be hot. But the bill is clean. So I'm pretty sure, now that I think about it, she mentioned it one way or another. I've been traumatized. I even have little things on my Facebook page that talk about grandma. But no, she said something. If she didn't say something to the grandkids, she said something to the children. She was on the phone talking to a girlfriend. She said something about
this.
And I'm looking at myself. I freak out when I get something, in, you know, one of those reports from the trash. I don't get a second notice because I'm paying it right away. Because you're not gonna hunt me down every week, calling me and texting me and knocking on the door and putting stuff in the mail. It's not happening. As you can see, I'm traumatized. I just thought about it. I apologize.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about grandma, 82-year-old grandma. Let me tell you something, ladies. The next door neighbor knows about the bill. The deacon in the church know about the bill. Grandma didn't talk about this bill. So listen, you know, y'all didn't talked about all this other stuff. And like I said, y'all, I'm going with Pastor Charlene. You know, when it's time for you to get some help, you know, that's what the kids do. Now I'm not saying mine because I don't go to mine. I'm too busy helping. I don't have that luxury. I got that luxury. Oh, gosh. But, you know, the kids are always coming to you. So when they come to you, you ain't got no time to pay your own bills because there's some of them grandparents that they'll do stuff like that. They're going to pay your bill before they pay their bill, and like Tamika said, you can't do. You stay sitting in the dark because they don't want to burn the bill. You know, I think it was D.L. Hughley who ran the joke about, you know, everything you did ran grandma's bill up. Oh, don't breathe too hard; it's gonna run my electricity up. You know, it's that's the way grandma is. You know, so. That's what I'm saying. They didn't talk about this $77. So now you have the two police officers that then chipped in, gave her the money, and told her, go ahead down there. We're going to act like we didn't get you. But don't be going down there, like Tamika said, talk about, well, you know, those nice police officers, you know, they gave me the money. Don't be telling where it came from. Because why? Because grandma's 82 and grandma tells and talks about everything. So, you know, there's some stuff going on here. There's some stuff going on here. I want to hear from the men. I want to hear from the men and see what they got to say. We got Pastor KL on the line. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How you doing over there?
I'm well, thank you, I'm well.
That's good. So we're talking about 82-year-old grandma who got this $77.80 trash bill, and they've been reaching out to her from the time they, you know, put the bill out there, sent it, put it on a house, or sent it in the mail. And she never denies that she has, you know, that she has been notified. She told them, you know, well, when the cops showed up, you know, they're laughing, and they told her, she starts crying, and they said, listen, Grandma, don't cry. You've been notified. You know, don't cry now. Come on, just get on in this car and just, you know, get on over here to this precinct where we get ready to take you. And she says, well, you know, I'm so glad that my grandkids weren't there because they would have been upset. And I'm saying, what you think? What do you think about the situation? Would you have arrested 82-year-old grandma for $77.80?
Well, I don't know that I'd have put the handcuffs on her, but she would have went in the car. She would have said, she would have said, I probably wouldn't have put the bracelets on her, but, you know, we need to wait for a ride. First of all, you know, as I listen to this story, you know, the story sounds like Pastor Charlene. You know, I can hear Pastor Charlene saying, you know, I got to pay this bill, my love. You know, baby, it's $77. Thank you, honey. I sure wish I had it. The Lord will provide. Maybe if I didn't buy that one pack of hamburger meat, I'd have used half of the money for it. You know,
And then
as I hear her talk about her grandchildren, you know, if I knew it was that close, let them get a lemonade stand or something. Let's make some money to get this $77. I mean, why we can't sell candy or something like that or do something? Do some kind of craft. You know, I just don't understand why we can't come up with $77. You know, listen, we can't do a concert at Jamming for Jesus and raise the money? You know, I don't understand, Pastor Charlotte. Why are we doing this? You know, there is an issue somewhere. And here in Alabama, they don't send you, they don't put anything in the mail. They come to your house and put it on your door. You know, they tape it to your door. They tape one. You don't come for that one. They tape another one. And then the third time, listen, because you can't say, you know, I didn't get to the mailbox. It's on your door as if it's a wreath, you know, for the season. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have seen it. So I would not probably put her in handcuffs, but Grandma has to come. And then set up a lemonade stand in front of the precinct. You know what I'm saying? In front of the precinct.
You said in front of the precinct. Oh, my God. Why in front of the precinct, Pastor KL?
Well, first of all, you know, you get a lot of daily visits, you know, at the precinct for a lot of different things. So, you know, I mean, it's just a good place, you know what I mean, to accumulate funds. You only need $77. You know, that's 3 hours. 3 hours. You know, somebody coming out here to put money on somebody's books. So in the intro, they can give me $5. You know what I mean? They already got some cash in their hand.
A lot of traffic going by.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, that's just a good place. A good place, you know. You can't go by the bodega because they begging over there. But nobody, nobody. Even the cops don't feel bad.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, we didn't hear from one of the male species about this matter. Let's see what brother, I don't even want to know what brother Al had to say. He probably going to get popped from the barbershop. Oh, my gosh. Hey, brother Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and may I say each and every one of y'all have lost your mind.
Why? What would you have done with 82-year-old grandma? How would you have handled this situation?
Well, first of all, the ungrateful grandkids shouldn't take care of that. You know, how many times you went to grandma and she gave you a dollar, gave you $2, you know, gave you whatever you wanted. Y'all couldn't take care of the bill for Big Mama? You know, they should have got locked up for it. But unfortunately, I'm a person that's with the law. I'd have had to arrest a lot of my handcuffs and everything. I'd have been like, Mama, I'm so sorry, but please put your hand behind your back. Now, she got arthritis and she can't get her hand, then I'll handcuff her in the front. But you're getting handcuffed. I'm sorry, I got to do the law. I got to do the law. And Pastor Carol said that sounded like Pastor Charlotte. I disagree with that because Pastor Charlotte would have scared her kids into bed. They would have gave her more money than she needed.
I know that's right.
Pastor Charlotte would be like, hey, listen, you know, this bill, man, $77. They would have gave Pastor Charlotte about $1,000. You can go make my mom sorry.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We don't want no, we don't want no problems. Look, we don't want no problems, Nana.
That's right.
Hey, brother,
When I get out, I'm coming for you. You're going to pay the bill.
Oh, my goodness, because
I can see Pastor Charlotte getting arrested. I can see them putting Pastor Charlotte in the car, and she's looking at the grandkids saying, oh, so this is what we doing? Okay. You want to play rough? Okay.
Listen, I think Pastor Charlotte would have been, Pastor Charlotte would have been more mad not that she's getting arrested, but she's getting arrested without the bit hair. I gotta go down here without the bit hair. I ain't got my good wig on.
Oh my goodness. He didn't went to the good hair.
As I finish, dealing with this person, I'm dealing with y'all.
I'm done. I'm so done. Now you didn't want to talk about grandma hair. I'm so mad. Wait, Brother Al, what would have happened had grandma started crying? Would that have made the difference?
Listen, I'm sorry. She's done the crime. You did time. See, we be soft on her. I'm so sorry. You know, but I got to do my job. They got a warrant for your arrest, and I have to do my job. Now, I'm going to take it easy on you. I ain't going to beat you up or throw you in the car. I'm going to make sure you're comfortable, but you're going for a ride. I'm sorry, but I have to handcuff you. I don't know if I get you in the car, and while I'm driving, you might bash me in the head. No, I got the handcuffs, Mama. I'm so sorry. And we'll figure this out when I get you down to the precinct. But I gotta do my job. Sorry.
You figure this out. You know what? I can't. Oh my gosh, I can't. You know, Pastor KL, what difference would the tears have made?
For me, none. Really, I ain't care. You got 5 girls. You know, I've seen tears. You know, I've heard tears. Now that I'm thinking about it, now that I'm hearing Brother Al, I probably would have had a handcuffer. Because, you know, those tablets in that bag is heavy. I'm just saying, she could have struck me in the head while I was driving. You know, them pocketbooks are rough. You know what I mean? If we let her come down there with her purse, them purses are rough for the old ladies. They got everything.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? They got the switches for the grandchildren. They got all types of stuff. Nah, she could be deadly.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I would have been putting. I'd have been putting her trash. No, that's all.
What'd you say?
I would have been putting her trash. She would have killed me to put me in the trash.
You know what? Yeah. I'm so
No. Grandma rough, baby. Listen, and she 80. Listen. You a grandma, y'all and a grandma, y'all rough, and y'all ain't nowhere near 80.
You know what?
No, baby. I'm scared to see y'all in your 80.
Okay, so wouldn't we kind of soften as we're getting older?
No.
We wouldn't soften?
Mm-mm. No, because the older you get, the more fearful you get for change and stuff like that. So you have to stay your ground. No, old people don't get soft. They get little, but they don't get soft.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, Tamika, would the tears have made a bigger difference for you?
Grandma wouldn't have had a cry for me. As soon as I looked at that age and I'm looking at, I automatically just thought of all the years that my big mama came in for me, you know, and like I said, I would have tried my best. And slip her some money. Now, I ain't got no job because I slipped her the $88 or the $70, whatever the amount was. But she would have had to cry.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, Big Mama knew she had garbage. Big Mama knew she had garbage. She had garbage for 3 months. Come on, now. Big Mama, listen. This ain't her first rodeo. She been in that house for 60 years. Big Mama knows she had to pay the garbage.
This is our Relationship Monday conversation. And, you know, remember now, grandmas don't have retirement checks like our retirement checks are coming in. You know, our retirement checks are coming in, you know, in maybe 1,000, 2,000. You know, grandmas, if she's 82, grandma didn't make that kind of money when she was working. So her little retirement, her little Social Security is not coming in, you know, so, yeah, she may have gotten, you know, she may have been in the house for 60 years. This may not be her first rodeo. And this is why I'm saying, as grandchildren, you need to step up and help grandma. Now, okay, there's a plural on this thing here. She said, I'm glad my grandkids weren't here. So my thing is, even if it's two of them, if y'all got together 2 months and put $20 out, that's $80 right there in the second month. That could have been taken care of, and there wouldn't have been an issue here. So that's why I'm like, okay, and I know grandma didn't look out for them. I know that, because all grandmas look out for grandkids. I don't care, white, black, red, green, or brown. You didn't look out for your grandchild. Even if your big mama, if your nana, whatever they, mama, whatever they calling you, you didn't look out for them grandkids. And, you know, so here we go. We're going to give a word of advice, and we're going to start with Tamika. You know, what are we telling people as to how they need to treat their grandmas these days?
In my day and age, you always respect your elders, you know, and we have gotten to a point where it seems like the elders are the last ones, you know, and we need to go back to honoring those who, our predecessors, because we wouldn't be here without them. You know, remember, you know, what they've done, the struggles that they've done, the many times when they put out, when you didn't expect, you know, mama to take care of, you didn't even know where the funds came from. It was grandma that reached up under that, you know, reached inside that bed cushion, up underneath the rug, you know, in the dresser drawer to make sure that you went to college or whatever the case is. You know, I think every now and then we should look back and be able to help, not necessarily yours, but somebody else's.
All righty. Pastor Charlene, you know, what are we saying to our, you know, to our listeners, you know, about helping grandma? It's only $77.80. How should we help grandma other than getting mad?
I think that we should, you know, be able to, I feel like the children and the grandchildren together, if you got a job, always help your grandmother, your mother, your grandmother, right? And being able just to relieve some of the burdens off of them or whatever the bill is, just come together, whatever that you need to do, because at the end of the day, when her eyes or close, then you're going to feel that guilt. A lot of times that's what we see. We see all what you have not done when it's time for the service to come. You know, they pulling them out of the casket. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to know in your heart that you've done everything for your grandmother. You want to know that she is able to not be able to have a good meal, because a lot of them don't get a lot of money, right? So, therefore, a lot of the bills are more than what they have, you know. So you want to be able to be that loving grandkid that, you know, will be able to do all things, you know, and have your mind right and your heart right for her, and being able just to be a blessing. And, you know, I have was talking about, you know, even the widows that don't have children, of the seniors, you know, that we need to come together and be able to help them, because the Bible tells us to take care of them as well. So therefore, when we get together, you know, just make sure, even if it's a little, because remember grandma gave you $5 and you was 20 and she was giving you $5 and she was 5, you know, and, you know, just being able to be a blessing to her. Every now and then, just bless somebody. You know, man, you laughing, so you must remember that, you know, and that money never go no higher, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just be a blessing to that senior, you know. It doesn't have to be your grandmother, you know, because some grandparents are not here. I don't have any of my grandparents. I don't have my parents, but I try to do right by the seniors that I am surrounded by. You know, every now and then, give them a meal, whatever you need to do, just put a smile on their face. You'd be surprised how that will be able to bless them, you know, within. So that's all you want to do. Just be cheerful. Be a cheerful giver. Be a cheerful giver. Come on, preacher. Tell them. Be
all
a cheerful giver.
All of you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Pastor Charlotte. Now, Pastor Carol, I'm going to put a little spin on this thing here. You know, some people, especially older people, they don't like to spend. I don't care how much money they got in the bank. They like to look at the dollars. They like to look at that number that never goes down, but only stays the same or goes up. I don't care how much money. I'll pay that later. Or, they, you know, sometimes we get, you know, people get a little older, and they figure, again, they're not going to bother me. You know, I'm 82. They're not going to bother me. And therefore, you know, I've watched some older people. Well, I watched my mother come me at the doctor's got the stain on her shirt, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why you come out with this shirt on? It's clean, Stephanie. I don't care. It's got a stain on it. And when we cleaned out her house, oh, if I could tell you how many tags on the clothes, how many tags, how she was able to go to the store and buy stuff, but she wasn't letting go of these clothes. And I'm like, why? Certain, you know, it's just, and I've known other older people the same complaint from their kids or their grandkids. They got the money, but they ain't paying the 70, 80. They ain't paying the 77. They're not going to do it. How do you handle grandma at that point?
Yeah, that's difficult. You know, a lot of older people, our older generation, they're comfortable where they are. And then if, again, as they get older, if they feel that certain things is not a necessity, like, why should I pay for water? Water's supposed to be free. Why should I pay for trash? You know, this is garbage. I got to pay for garbage? You know, so it's kind of hard, you know, to convince folks that they got to do this thing. Because next they're going to say, well, I'm going to have to pay for air soon. I don't know. I can't even breathe no more. I might as well put $5 on my breathing bill. You know, otherwise they're going to cut the breathing bill off. You know, when I go outside, there's not going to be no air. You know, so, I mean, old folks really think like that. You know, they should have to pay. I'm already 82. I'm 82 years old. I don't live this life. My trash should be free. My water should be free. Listen, I barely use a candle now. I got to pay for electricity. What's going on here? You know, and then, you know, you got – you, as a grandparent, you know, and even for me as a grandparent, I got to stop giving these little kids my money. Because at some point, these folks think that Pop-Pop got money. Every time they come over, they can't even say hello good. Hey, can I buy a doll? Can I buy this? Like, I just got money. So I think if we start starving these grandchildren, you know, and making them think that we poor, then maybe they'll help us out later on. Because I remember Pop-Pop couldn't even give me a lollipop. Let me help him with this trash bill. But we buying phones and Nintendos and all that stuff. They say, Pop-Pop don't need my help with no trash, $77. I say, we come together, we touch and agree, we start starving these children, go back to peanut butter and grilled cheese sandwiches and soup. Do y'all remember that when we had soup and a sandwich? Listen, now you got to go to McDonald's, you got to go to Wendy's, you got to go to Golden Corral. They want a certain toy. No, let's go back to Super Sandwich and see how that works out.
Well, this sounds kind of personal.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we can't take it, my stomach. I can't. Brother Al, you have the final word today. How should we handle it? Now, I've given you both sides of the fence. You know, Grandma has it, and Grandma doesn't have it. How should we handle Grandma and please the Lord? How?
Well, first I want to say to Pastor Cam, you know, that he took that person. It sounded like he's going through that. So if you're going through that, Pastor K, I'm sorry. I just want to tell that person. Because he took that real serious. So, so I want to say on a serious note, okay, grandmas who don't have it, I want to start there. You know, these kids get so ungrateful. You know, they forget that, you know, because we all know, when, you know, you'll have your child, but grandma or do even more. You'd be like, Grandma, I told him no. Why did you buy that anyway? Oh, well, just let the boy have it. It's okay. So grandma is always looking out for you. So you mean to tell me that you can't go and just take care of a small bill? That's a small bill, you know. And what I want people to understand, if God bless you, you will make it that old too. Keep that in mind, okay? Karma is something else. So just keep that in mind when you're doing that. You know, me personally, I try to help people because I know older people, they just want to talk sometimes. And, you know, and the kids, they into their phones and all that stuff. They don't even pay attention. You know, there was a lady at my church, and I helped her just because, you know, she's in a old folks home now, and she gets on Zoom with us. She got a little phone that she be struggling to get on. So I went and bought her a computer so she can get on a big screen and she ain't got to fight with her phone, you know. And she got, like, seven kids. And I'm like, come on, why? You know, like, are y'all serious right now? Y'all don't see grandma struggling to get on Zoom to go to church? And y'all couldn't just go get a used computer. A used computer. Y'all couldn't get that. So, you know, and people got to understand, you treat people how you want to be treated. So now we're talking about the grandma who have it and just cheap, you know. And it's funny because grandma be cheap with the bill. Let's just say, what do they mean? She being cheap. She be cheap with the bill, but let that grandson come. She's digging down in the bosom. Hold on, baby. Let me get this for you. How much you say you need? Yep. You know, you got to take care of my. You got to tell them, listen, mom, grandma, you got to take care of the bills because you're going to be in the street. Grandma, you're 80 years old. You want to be in prison? I know you don't want to go to prison, mom. Come on. We got to take care. Give me the money, I'll go pay it for you. And then she ain't going to give it to you because she don't trust you. Oh, I give you this money. What you going to do? I'm going to pay the bill, grandma. I'm going to pay the bill because if you're not, your life's going to be on, grandma. And like Pastor Carol said, well, shoot, I've been paying light bills for 60 years. It should be free. Grandma, that's not how it works. So I need you to pay these bills so we can keep you around longer. I don't want you going to prison. But no more people who are listening, please take care of your family. It's important. And if you can help somebody outside that's older, help them. They need the help. I don't have no respect for them people I see on the news be beating up these older people. No respect. They need to be put under the jailhouse. So we got to help our elderly. They've been here for a while. They've been in the fight for a while. We must help them.
Thank you, Brother Al. Thank you so much. Oh, I can always rely on my due time crew. Thank you so much. And I pray you have a blessed day. Enjoy.
You as well. You too.
You all do the same.
Thank you. Last week we were denied and deprived, but God is good, and we have our switch tip this week. Let's say good morning to Shantice. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, what you got for us?
Today we got the switch with Shantice, where we make the switch from the streets to our godly seat. And our switch tip 128 is don't stay caught up. Okay, don't stay caught up. Galatians 5:1, New Living Translation. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. I'm going to read that again in the Message version. Christ has set us free to live a free life, so take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. And I thought of this because, you know, I'm definitely thinking about my way of thinking and thinking about how I have just been so caught up in the way I'm thinking things should go and what I should be doing and what I should have, especially when you get to a certain age. Now you're like, oh, I'm such age. I should be having this. I should be having that. And God has been telling me, I feel like he's just like, chill out. Like, I understand what you're paying attention to. I understand what you're looking at. And a lot of times our desires are based on our surroundings. Our desires are based on how we were brought up. Our desires are based on what we allow people to feed into us. Our desires are based on what we internalize, what we watch. Social media, forget about it. You know, and these are all of the things that the world is trying to keep us caught up in. They're trying to keep us brainwashed, okay? And I looked up the definition of brainwashed, and I had to break it down because I hate when I look up definitions and it gives you, like, either the word as a definition or all of these complex words. I had to break the words down within the definition. So brainwashed, a forcible teaching to persuade someone to give up basic political, social, or religious beliefs and attitudes and to accept contrasting strictly organized and controlled ideas. Now, that was a lot. So when this world brainwashes you, it forces to teach you things. It forces to persuade you on things. So if you were raised in a family that says, okay, listen, this is how things should be. Now the world comes on the opposite end and says, no, this is what you should be conditioned to. This is where, and of course, the older we get, we see a lot of the brainwashing because we see the world tries to condition us to do things and believe things and really want things that'll benefit the world. So if I, let's talk about the weed. Okay, so now weed has been legalized. But now you have to have a weed license in order to sell weed out of your store. Let's say you have a bodega. You have to now have a license. Well, in order to obtain this license, don't you have to pay for the license? Who do you have to pay? The powers that be. So now the powers that be have put this in motion, so now they can benefit off of this law that has just been passed. So a lot of it has to do with how can the world especially benefit monetarily off of everything that they are trying to condition you on. Okay? Now, Galatians 5. Verse 3, New Living Translation, I repeat my warning. The person who accepts the ways of circumcision trades all the advantages of the free life in Christ for the obligations of the slave life of the law. And I really wanted to point this verse out again because those of us who have read the chapter and read the Bible understands that back in those times, you know, it was, oh, if you're not circumcised, you can't do this. If you're not circumcised, you can't do it. You have to be circumcised. And Jesus came and said, listen. That was back in the Mosaic laws. You don't have to live under those laws anymore. I'm now showing you just by living under God's commandments and his will for you, you'll be good. But you know, I've put down a few things that I've been noticing, and I'm gonna say we because you know I still have to tap into Jesus every so often to make sure that I don't go back into being brainwashed by the Lord. But I'm really seeing how people are fighting to have jobs over entrepreneurship. And don't get me wrong, when you want to become an entrepreneur, yes, it is a lot more work. However, I've been watching how God has been tapping a lot more of us on the shoulder to now start looking into and tapping into and even stepping into entrepreneurship. But because we're so brainwashed by the world that says, listen, you just need to get a job. We're now clamoring and begging to be under man. When God is like, I'm trying to bless you with the freedom, yes, to still be, you know, under me, of course, because regardless of what we do, whether we want him or not, we're still under God. But I'm trying to show you the freedom that I'm trying to bless you with in entrepreneurship. But, yeah, you're still fighting to have a job. I'm also watching people where it's like marriage over single life. And, again, especially when it comes to social media and these fake reality shows and everything, God is showing, ooh, and I can really attest to this, amen, the freedom that is within the single life. But yet, a lot of us are clamoring and fighting and begging to get married or to stay in these marriages that God may be trying to pull us out of because that's what the world is brainwashing us to believe that we should want and we should have. If you're not married, then you ain't really about nothing. If you ain't got somebody on your arm, then you don't really have nothing. I'm watching people fight for an entourage over being alone. A lot of the time, and I've been saying the past few months, friendships are really overrated in this world because when you really study Jesus and how he's a true friend to us, then you understand the standards that God has for a friend. And it's like, I don't know, God. I may just want one friend right now. because it takes a lot. It's a whole job to be a friend, but yet we're clamoring to stay around people. And God is like, I'm trying to bless you with the freedom of just learning what it is to just be in your own corner sometimes. Just me and you. Come vibe with me. Come talk with me. Come spend time with me. Come read and study with me. But it's no, forget you, God, because I got to be over here with these people. And I'm going to read that verse again. Galatians 5, verse 3, New Living Translation. I repeat my warning. The person who accepts the ways of circumcision trades all the advantages of the free life in Christ for the obligations of the slave life of the law. So we have to really understand what we're doing here. When we decide to stay caught up in the world, we're choosing to allow them to put the harness of slavery on our neck. I'd rather be under the obligation of the world instead of being free in Christ and with Christ. Very remedial. Romans 12:2, this verse pops up in a lot of our switch tips. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And as many times as we have read this, as many times as I have read and studied this on my own with God, this, then you will learn to know God's will for you stood out even more to me this morning again, because when you couple this verse up with the other two verses that we mentioned, it's saying a whole lot. This world is trying to say, this is what you should do. This is what you should do. And here's how the enemy can trip you up a lot of times. Because everything that the world is trying to condition us on isn't necessarily wrong. It's not sin. It's not something that God is like, absolutely not, I don't want this at all for anybody. However, when you allow yourself to no longer follow the customs of the world and allow God to change the way you think, you will learn his will for your life. So let's go back. There's nothing wrong with having a job. God speaks about the lazy people and how you need to want to work. Yes, but I need to want to work for God, but it may not be God's will for me to be in the regular workforce. Me personally, that's no longer his will for my life. He has me going towards entrepreneurship. That's the will he has for my life. Marriage, I don't know if that's something he has for me. Is it something I will want? Yes. When he chooses the person, I'm learning to let him choose now. When he chooses the person, but right now in this season, it's all about the single life of Shanti. That's his will for my life right now. Entourage, I've never been one to want to be around a whole bunch of people. But again, I still have to make sure that I'm staying within God's will for my life. And the five people that he has blessed me to be around, that is who I am content with, and that is who I need to make sure I'm focused on. So we need to make sure we're making the conscious decision of making the switch from staying caught up and brainwashed into this world, and allowing ourselves to stay under God, to allow him to transform the way we think so that we will know his perfect will for our lives. Thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Shantice. What's the name of your switch tip this week? Because you seem to have come back with fire, girl.
Thank you, amen. Don't stay caught up.
All righty, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much. Let's get that benediction in. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15, 5, and 6. Amen. Amen. You know, we've been talking about, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, stepping away from that intimate relationship advice and just gone, you know, on a different level. And I give God thanks because, you know, we're not one-note Charlies here. You know, we can be versatile enough to be able to let God use us to speak into your lives and help you. You know, some people by the time they, you know, got to even know themselves, they didn't have grandparents anymore. You know, I know some people who never met any of their grandparents by the time they got to be, you know, 15, 13, you know, things like that. Their grandparents were already gone, you know, but yet, you know, God has blessed others. You know, I was blessed to, you know, have my grandmother up until I was, you know, over, well, one grandma until I was 50, pretty much. I was 50. And last grandma, I think I was 53, 54. You know, so that's a blessing. You know, for others, other people have acted as grandma in their lives. And, you know, like Brother Al said, you know, he's reaching out. You know, Pastor Charlotte said she's reaching out, you know, because the Bible does tell us to take care of the widows and the orphans. You know, so are we really doing the job that God wants us to do? Are we taking care of God's people the way he wants us to take care of them? You know, we talked a lot about this $77.80 and how, you know, grandma was there crying. We don't know the circumstance. We don't know why. We don't know how she got there. We don't know if it was her negligence, because a lot of older people do say, you know, listen, I don't feel I should have to pay for that. You know, I have seen, you know, a lot and heard a lot of older people, you know, when they get to a certain age, they feel like, listen, I didn't pay my dues. Now, paying my dues comes with a lot of different things. You know, that mentality is just there, and it's something we can't take away from them. So do we step in and help them pay those bills? You know, do we chip in and help them pay those bills? Or do we, you know, as children, you know, just take the checkbook and write the checks, you know, to pay the bills? You know, I laughed because there was a conversion point with my mother. You know, older people don't, they want to write checks. That's it. And I was like, listen, you know, she came to live with me and we're like, nobody's going to the mailbox, to the post office, because we don't go to the mailbox. We go to the post office. We're not making no trip. We're going to pay these bills online. We are going to make sure your bills are paid every month. And boy, did she kick and scream, but you know what? The conversion, the new way of doing things, you know, it's something that they have to get accustomed and adjusted to. So, you know, we have to help them with that. You know, that's not something that they're going to become acclimated to. So, you know, the $77.80 not being paid come from, you know, her negligence, or did it come from the fact that she really didn't have it? What was it? Because we do know that grandma did know she had this bill. So, you know, because we know how older people function, you don't, you know, as cops, you know, tell them, don't cry now. You know, you weren't crying when the bills were coming in and you ignored them. You know, we have to sympathize. We have to sympathize. We have to empathize. You know, would you have spoken to your own grandma like that? You know, or did you, and now that's why you don't have any respect for the grandma that's in front of you. Something else to think about. So, you know, let's take care of our elderly. Let's take care of, you know, those who need our assistance, and not be on our high horse, because especially for those who have been blessed enough to get older. And let me tell you something, these days and times, you better pray you get to be 82 years old, because the life that's out here now, you may not live to be 80 at all, because they're not making it to 30. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things.
It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my due time crew for always coming through big time. Thank you for hanging out with us today and helping us shake the morning blues, okay? Please do not miss this opportunity to give Christ your life right now or to strengthen that relationship with God right now, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, God spares, where it's Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day. I love you.